And today I was trying to in preview of the upcoming season for the UCLA football team, just wanted to go game by game and give their total win totals for the year and what games could be 50-50, what games could be, an upset game, what games they could lose. So we're going to go over all of the games one by one, but we can get more in depth to it, next time. But I just wanted to go over each game just to kind of give you my opinion on what the upcoming football season is coming, because obviously, UCLA does start on Labor Day, and so we will obviously preview the first game against Coastal Carolina before Labor Day. So for this week upcoming, we're just going to, talk about the wins and losses. So in that, we'll be going to start with Coastal Carolina. And Coastal Carolina should be an easy win. I think that it's at home. It's one of those games, where UCLA probably struggles early just because it's the first game, jitters. Scott, I remember last year they struggled in their first two games at home, but then they got rolling and cooking after a while. But I think, yeah, this one should be on paper a cupcake win. But, college football, you never know. You never know. So that's what I'm looking for. It should be, like I said, an easy win. Of course, Coastal Carolina does have some decent players. UCLA still haven't officially named their starting quarterback, so that's going to be what coach is probably going to do is probably play a couple quarterbacks that game. All quarterbacks should play, but yeah, we'll still start with our transfer and then start with the freshman, incoming freshman, and then obviously the person who's been there already. So we'll see what happens. I think UCLA still has a strong running game with the running backs they got coming in. I interviewed one of them. If you want to listen to it, it is up on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Believe Network. My interview with my guy, Anthony Atkins. Yeah, so like I said, that interview was up. And so, that's already up and going. So definitely check that out if you want to listen to what he's talking about as competing for a starting running back position for UCLA, transfer from Army. Also, we're going to get into the game number two, which is San Diego State, which this was one of those tricky games. San Diego State is one of those teams that, always gets a sneaky upset, and they always have good records. They're usually a decent team. The big thing for San Diego State was that they plan on remaining with the Mountain West, but we'll see. I mean, I thought that San Diego State was going to end up being into Pac-12 once UCLA and SC left, but now since they're going to base everybody left and they're just going to blow up the Pac-12, and we're going to get into that in another episode. The blow up in the last year of the Pac-12 with everything that just happened. And I am frankly sad, not going to be lying to you guys. I'm frankly sad the fact that UCLA, USC, Oregon, Washington going to the Big Ten to play. Look, everybody sees the big games, the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Penn States, but also they got to play Iowa and Rutgers and things like that. I just, it's just money grab. I think what's going to end up happening in college, well, this is another episode, but what's going to end up happening in college is going to be three super conferences where each of them have like 22 teams each, 20 to 22 teams each, and then everybody else is going to be getting for scraps. Like the SEC has, I want to say 16, something like that. Something like that, I forgot. Obviously, the Big Ten has like 16, 18, whatever it is. Now, the Oregon and Washington's going to the Big Ten with SC and UCLA. And the Big 12 has like, 15, 16 teams with Arizona State and them going. So I think, man, in Colorado as well. So I'm just like, man, this is just unbelievable. It's going to be unbelievable. Like I said, just SEC, Big Ten, Big 12. It'll probably be the three super conferences, and then everybody else will be trying to figure things out. ACC, if you want to put in there, but I don't know if ACC really is a super conference because they really only got a couple teams. As far as football, just talking about football. Now, like I said, San Diego State does have, a lot of players coming back. They'll be a good team, but I think once again, UCLA should win this game. I'll get in more into depth into the game. I'll get more in depth into the game, when we play them in 2 weeks. So we'll go, obviously week by week with this schedule, but I just wanted to kind of give this schedule with us that's at hand. Game number three is North Carolina Central. Enough said. They're from the MEAC, In a word, UCLA. If UCLA loses this one, somebody should get fired. Somebody. I didn't say Chip Kelly should, but somebody should. I don't think that like we should even really talk too much about it. But that's 3-0 right there. Boom. First three games of the season, three layups, and then it just goes boom. They go with Utah in Utah, which is obviously a tough place to play and extremely hard to play. And I'm like looking forward to the challenge, to be honest. I think that Utah is returning their senior Cam Rising. Is it Cameron Rising? Yeah. he's like a seventh year senior. I don't know how he's still playing in college. But he's coming back. They have obviously strong running game, strong defense. They'll be good. They're the Pac-12 champs back to back for a reason. Even though UCLA, and they're going to look for revenge against UCLA, because UCLA beat them last year, and beat them convincingly. So UCLA going up there is going to be huge, huge game. They're currently ranked 14th. Utah could be winning. They could be ranked top 10 by that game, if the losses. Now, the next game after that is Washington State, which is interesting game. I think Washington State puts up a lot of points, but doesn't really play necessarily a lot of defense. But it is home, and so I think UCLA wins that game. Now, with the Utah game, since I'm considering it's in Utah, I think UCLA loses. So right as of right now, they are 4-1. Now, by if they're 4-1 and they do pretty well at Utah, not get blown out, I think they're probably top 25 in the country. After Washington State, I'm sorry, they have a very tough game in Oregon State. Oregon State just got a great quarterback in DJ. I can't even say his last name, I want to butcher it. But obviously, he started at Clemson and now he's at Oregon State. So, Oregon State, won 10 games last year. They beat Oregon. So, I think that, they are going to be a tough team this year. This year is probably the greatest quarterback race of the Pac-12's existence. I think they have the Heisman Trophy winner, number one draft pick, in the quarterback from USC. They have probably a first round pick, maybe a top 10, maybe top 10, 15 pick in Washington's quarterback. They have, Bo Nix, which is a great quarterback from Oregon. They have obviously quarterback from Oregon State, what we just talked about, DJ. They got Utah's quarterback. I mean, they have a plethora of quarterbacks this year. So let's just say they beat Washington State, like I said, and they lose to Utah, and then they go to Oregon State. I feel like that's a flip game. But for the sake of this argument, let's just say they lose. And so they're 4-2. Now, the next one, two, three games they should win. Now, Stanford should be a win because I don't think Stanford's going to be that good this year. Colorado, you don't know what they are, but they are having a new quarterback, Deion Sanderson. So they got some talent. So I still think UCLA beats Stanford, beats Colorado, and then goes to Arizona and beats Arizona, and then goes to Arizona State. I mean, at home versus Arizona State and wins that one too. So that is 5 wins, 6 wins, 7 wins, 8 wins right there. Now, obviously, going to the Coliseum, which essentially it could be Caleb Williams' last home game. Probably will be from USC. And the fact that last year's game, I was there, it was so dramatic, such a dramatic game. So many ups and downs, so many just twists and turns. It was probably the greatest college game I've ever been to, as far as just like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I couldn't believe it. I was like, it was so many big plays. It was game of the year. That should have been the game of the year. That one and the Final Four game, Ohio State versus Georgia. But though that game, but like SC, gets into shootouts like that because last year their defense was trash. But what happened? They got an interception at the end of the game last year. Oh, broke my heart. So they go to the Coliseum this year. Let's just say that's a loss. And then they finish out the year at home versus Cal. So that's 9-3. That's a heck of a year. That's a great year for UCLA football. Now, the Oregon State game could go one way. The Oregon State can go one way. The USC game can go one way. The Utah game can go another way. So I think minimum they should be 9-3 at the bare minimum. But they could go, 11-1 or 10-2 if they get some of these upset games, versus number 6 SC or number 18 Oregon State or number 14, Utah. They don't play Oregon this year, so or Washington. So yeah, like I said, their schedule is favorable, and if you get the 10 wins in the Pac-12, that'll get you to a mid to big bowl game. So like I said, we'll see, man. I think that this year, it's going to be an interesting year. Obviously, the end of the Pac-12. Now, I'll get into that in another episode, but this is the end of the Pac-12. This is the last year I played in it. I salute it. I'm going to miss it. Pac-12 is a different kind of conference, man. Like, I love Pac-12. It's the conference of champions. I mean, we've won, basketball with UCLA. We've won basketball with Arizona. We've won with, different teams. We won the football with SC. We won football with Oregon. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the future. Not necessarily the Pac-12, but just how this whole college thing is going to be. So wanted to say that, just kind of my best rant. Now, you can follow me at Travis W. Reed, that's REED on Instagram, and REED Travis W on Facebook. I post all my social media on both sites. And if you also have a TikTok or Instagram, Travis Reed UCLA, on Instagram, X now, not Twitter, X. So I have that now also. And on LinkedIn if you're interested in that too. But yeah, I'll post all my social media on those two websites. Travis W. Reed, REED on Instagram, and Travis W. Reed on Facebook. Message me on Instagram or whatever the case is. So this will be up this week. We'll talk to you later.